This is Carrie Seed in Westbrook, Maine. It's tough for anyone to find work, but blind people have it tougher than most. In fact, the American Foundation for the Blind says that at any given time, 70% of all working-age sight-impaired people are unemployed.
Hi, my name is Mel Claridge, and this is my dog guide mascot. He's a 75-pound black lab. Pretty much wherever I go, he goes.
Claridge is a legally blind vocational counselor living in Westbrook, Maine. He was laid off over a year ago by a job training company.
If I go to a job interview or hop a bus or pretty much wherever I go, mascot's there.
Mel and Mascot get around town by bus. He stands in the crowd around the bus stop and listens to other riders for cues. Someone says, "Here comes number four," and man and dog dart toward the curb.
Is this four?
Yes.
All right.
Mel's unemployment check stopped coming 2 months ago, so things are getting a little tough at home, where his wife and two daughters are learning to be frugal. But because Mel is trained as a vocational counselor, he knows exactly what to do in this situation. So he networks, applies for jobs, and calls employers.
By law, they're not supposed to talk anything about a disability in an interview. I always try to just take it head on. I just talk to them about, you know, what the essential functions of the job are, and, you know, do you have any questions regarding my vision?
The bus lets Mel off a few blocks from his house. He and Mascot cut through an auto body parking lot, weaving through a jagged maze of smashed cars. They set a brisk pace through a modest neighborhood of well-maintained homes and tidy yards. If you could see Mel and Mascot charging along with such purpose and direction, you might wonder how they do it.
Well, what are the options? You stay in your house and do nothing? And be totally isolated, or do you go out and you give life a shot?
Mel graduated from high school in 82. There wasn't much opportunity in the small town where he grew up. There weren't even any sidewalks, which makes it pretty tough to get around if you're blind. Mel says he would have joined the military, but that wasn't an option. So he moved to Portland and took some training to learn how to cook for himself and get around town. He worked 40 hours a week as a night janitor and began going to school full-time during the day.
Over here is like our office area. It's messy, just like my office would be if I were working.
Hey, Mel, it's Pat. I already mailed your resume out.
Then here's my computer.
The screen on his laptop looks like any computer, but a speed-talking electronic voice parrots what he types.
http://www.google.com/.
Any jobs that I want to apply for, it has their email address right there. I can just apply online, attach a resume, and there you go, just like anybody else would.
Mel finds it hard to believe that someone whose resume includes a master's degree and a 20-year work history would have this much trouble finding a job.
And I'm not a quitter. I've always worked and found a way to survive. And I guess just knowing all of those things about me, I'll find a way to get back in the workforce and do something that's meaningful to me. I am a bit depressed and discouraged, and as a result, I'm not as emotionally available for my family. It's a time in their life that, at least for my daughters, they could really use a fully connected, emotionally connected dad.
This is my youngest daughter.
She's in junior high. You grab a quick snack and start on your homework.
Yep.
Is there anything you need help with to get started? Or?
No, I'll be fine.
All right. It's great as they get older, they're more independent with stuff like that.
It bothers Mel to ask his children to cut back on luxury items like name brand clothing. But for right now, they're all supporting each other.
My oldest daughter was telling me last night that, you know, instead of getting frustrated, Dad, and not finding a job, there's tons of volunteer work that you can do. You'll feel better about yourself.
Listening to Mel and looking around at all the family photos and drawings on the walls in his house, you can tell what's at stake for the Claridge family. But Mel's got a plan. He's staying focused. Tomorrow he'll be up at 5 a.m. helping his kids get ready for school. By 8, he'll be back in front of his computer, sending out resumes and following up with hot prospects. For National Public Radio, this is Carrie Seed in Westbrook, Maine.